Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a tough game last night, but the effort was definitely there for your team. Your thoughts after watching film?
Yeah, I really liked the way we played, Kelly, no question. I thought, the things we talked about prior to the game, just playing with energy, passion, grittiness, winning battles. I thought we did all those things. Unfortunately, we just couldn't get any pucks in the net. That it came down to that. There certainly wasn't it wasn't a perfect game by any means. There's always areas you can improve, and certainly their top line scored both of their goals, and that's part of the just awareness, knowing when that line's on the ice. But again, as far as our effort, all that stuff was really, really happy.
Well, I know people might look at the standings now and say, "Well, you guys are in sixth place. Can't move up in the standings. There's still 3 points on the line, and a win is obviously always the goal, isn't it?"
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we want to finish the season on a high. Like I said, if we win this game, we win the season series against this team. That's always a plus. So absolutely. Every time you put the sweater on representing the program, you're going to go out there and do your best.
Well, you had to make a little change at the last minute on your lineups last night. Claudio Verkirky out, not feeling so great. You threw Shelby Breiland into the game. How hard is it to throw somebody into the game at the last minute without them being really prepared for it?
Yeah, well, it's never ideal, but I thought Shelby handled it really well. I thought Alyssa handled her switch in roles really well. So, that part of it I thought was really good. I thought all the lines played well. Everybody who got the opportunity to play did the best they could, it was a short notice. Shelly, get your gear on, you're playing. But it went well.
This late in the season, you expect some players to be a little dinged up, maybe a little health issues. Obviously, we're all dealing with the COVID situation as well. But what is the overall health of your team going into this final regular season game?
Pretty good. Obviously, both Lydia and Claire are out. Lexi Baker's out, so we're kind of, it's going to be a game time decision with Abby De La Rosa. She kind of re-injured an old injury that it's really kind of touch and go, and whether or not she plays, we'll kind of wait and see how the lineup, the warm-up goes. We're going to dress an extra skater in Chloe Lund, so if Rosie can't go, Chloe will go in her spot. But other than that, everybody's feeling pretty good.
How'd you feel about Kerrigan Dowie's performance last night? I thought she looked great between the pipes. Will you give Hannah a chance then?
Hannah's going to play today, but I thought Kerrigan did outstanding. You were spot on. I thought she certainly gave us a chance and made some big saves, kept the game close. Certainly that score wasn't any indication of how she played. I thought she did a really nice job for us.
What are some of the things that you saw in film that your team needs to tweak or keep doing going into this game?
Well, I think one of the areas we could be better at is just being connected coming out of our zone. I thought we missed on some passes, and I think we can take advantage of our team speed against this outfit, but that means we got to connect on our passes. And I thought we were off on some of the passes last night, and that slowed us down. And I thought we hesitated at times, and that slowed us down. I think we need to be a little more direct. We need to get going north a little bit quicker, and then make and then connect on our passes. And I think that'll certainly help us in terms of creating more opportunities on the rush. And then we just have, again, we have to be certainly aware when their top line's on the ice and be a little bit more aware of that. But otherwise, there was nothing wrong with how we played yesterday. We just need to come out and bear down a little bit more in the offensive zone.
You got 7 shots on goal from Reese Hunt, another 4 from Paige Beebe, and 2 from Grayson Myers. That line was clicking last night. How tough is it to get past a goalie that's having a hot night?
Well, yeah, it can be tough, and it's, as we know, every team seems to have a really, really good goalie in this league, so it's nothing new. We've talked an awful lot about you got to get those greasy goals, you got to get to the front of the net, and I thought we did that. I thought we created some rebound opportunities, and we just, we just misfired, or somebody got a stick at the last second, or we certainly created enough of those chaotic moments around the net, but we just couldn't find that last extra touch in that area to get the puck in the net. So hopefully tonight will be a different story.
How do you keep your team focused on the here and now rather than worrying about where you're going next weekend?
It's pretty easy. They want to finish the season on a high. The focus is going to be on this game. We're not going to know where we're going until afterwards anyway. So let's just take care of our business here, control what we can control, and see if we can't finish with a positive note here.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today against Mankato?
Well, what I referred to earlier, just being a little bit more connected, will help. But again, I don't think we need to change anything. We just need to come out again and play with that same intensity, have that passion, have that energy on the bench, be supporting each other, and just go out there and play Beaver hockey. That's kind of been our mantra. We don't want to change that now. We just got to, like I said, keep playing hard, keep playing fast, win battles. If we do that, good things will happen.
Coach, good luck tonight. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.